Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. They are missionaries in Mozambique. Both have their PhDs. They've seen God move miraculously through their ministry, their worldwide ministry, through orphanage work, mass gatherings throughout Africa. I'm talking about the ministry of Drs. Roland and Heidi Baker, otherwise known as Iris. They will be in Hawaii this weekend, Saturday, August 31st, and Sunday, September 1st, at Calvary Assembly of God. In fact, the pastor of Calvary Assembly of God, Pastor Terry Wong, is with us today to talk about the ministry of Roland and Heidi Baker. And as we begin, I pause even for a brief moment to remind you, as we're talking about God's miraculous power, that God is able to work mightily in your life today. Yeah, this very moment. Whatever you might be facing, going through, feeling, the Lord is here, even through our ministry, through these radio, media, internet waves, as they are often said, the Lord is able to touch you. There is a reason, my friend, as to why you're listening to this program today. The Lord has a purpose, because He has a purpose for you. And God can, and we're believing God will do mighty things in and through your life, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance. Pastor Terry Wong is the senior pastor of Calvary Assembly of God in Honolulu, Hawaii. He's an ordained minister and presbyter with the Assemblies of God. He received his Bachelor of Science degree in mathematics and computer science from the University of Victoria, his Master of Arts in theology, and he's a Doctor of Ministry candidate from Fuller Theological Seminary. He's a regular speaker throughout the United States, sought after internationally. He's spoken in places like Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, India, Singapore, Japan, and Sri Lanka. He and his wife, Vicky, have three children, Brandon, Vanessa, and Ryan. Terry is the author of the book, Missions Power, Transform Missions Dynamically in Your Church and Life. Pastor Terry is with us. Pastor, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, you've been here, a number of times before. You and I are very dear friends. Our families get together, at very meaningful times. And it's always stimulating to be around you because of the dynamic that the Lord has marvelously placed on your life and that of your family. You've been traveling recently.
Yes.
Of course, I want to get back to Roland and Heidi, but
sure.
Let's get caught up.
Sure.
Where have you been?
Well, I just had two trips very recently. One to Orlando, Florida, for the Assemblies of God General Council. It's our 99th year as the Assemblies of God. Next year is the big 100th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was there and also had a pleasure of speaking, you no doubt heard about the Brownsville Assembly of God revival that happened
yes.
in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure of having the grandson of the founder of Brownsville Assembly invite me to speak and just to hear about the revival that happened. It's over now, but to be preaching in that area, it was pretty awesome.
Get us caught up.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? I mean, I'm aware of what was going on, but take us back. What happened in that Brownsville or the Pensacola revival?
Well, that was I learned more about it than before because just to hear the grandson tell the stories and all that. A church that that just started out with just kind of a prayer meeting, you know, just a regular service, and got to a point where God moved in that service, very similar to Azusa Street, you know, a century ago as well, and Toronto Blessings, but you know, it happened a couple of decades ago, and they ended up having another service the next day, and another service, and another service, and what I didn't know, it lasted 7 years, the longest revival in the history of this planet. And just the outpour of the Holy Spirit, people are getting saved every day, people are getting healed. He was telling me stories about how Korean planes were chartered to bring Korean pastors, including Yonggi Cho, to come to this thing. Yonggi Cho was one of the speakers there, and just tracked the people worldwide, and the move of God was so evident in that area. It got me excited, you know, that if God can do that there, and Toronto and L.A., he can do it here in Honolulu, Hawaii as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, where else? You know, you've spoken there in Bronzeville.
Yeah.
Where else?
Well, shortly after that, then I flew to San Francisco. A good friend of mine, Pastor Roger Huang, who started the San Francisco City Impact. That's basically the San Francisco version of LA Dream Center. Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was the governor, used to support that ministry. Mm-hmm. The city and county of San Francisco supported that ministry for many years. And a lot of large churches around the area. He reaches out to literally tens of thousands of people on a regular basis. He gets over 4,000 people from all over the nation coming in, sending in missions team, if you will, to help with that ministry. They feed the homeless. They have a school there. They reach out to addicts. Just incredible ministry. And I was invited to be part of an annual conference that they put together. And this is unlike most conferences. You know, most conferences, you go to learn to be equipped. And then after that, then you do what you learn, hopefully, afterwards. But with this conference, it was different. They had the training in the beginning, in the morning, and in the afternoon, they actually can be involved in 42 different outreaches in the afternoon, from passing out food to the community in the Tenderloin area of San Francisco, to conducting games for kids, to doing a concert, to 42 different outreaches. And then at night, you come back together for the celebration. And I was honored to be able to minister alongside with Francis Chan, who is, of course, the famous author of Crazy Love.
Yes.
And you know, his heart is into all that. And just be a part of that ministry was so exciting. That was just last weekend. And opened my eyes. Again, if God can do that in San Francisco, why can't he do it here in Honolulu, Hawaii? Yeah.
Terry, you talked about the Tenderloin district.
Yes.
What is that?
That's the poorest area in San Francisco. The highest concentration of drug usage, of prostitution. There used to be, within a few blocks, 29 porno shops. Not anymore, by the way. My friend Roger Huang, he tells a story where he went to every store in front of every porno shop and sprinkle oil at the front, prayed for the powers of darkness to be broken, and within only a few weeks' time, over 20 of those shops closed down. I mean, that's the kind of spiritual warfare that he's involved in. He's a total intercessor, and he believes that a lot of things that happen in the Tenderloin is because of spiritual oppression. And he does a practical part of it, but he also does a spiritual part where he will pray against the forces of darkness.
What kind of prayer backing does Pastor Roger have?
Well, he's got teams. Even during this conference I'm talking about, he had teams that were praying throughout the whole day. They were in a balcony, and as the service was going on, they're praying. During the 42 outreaches, they were praying. And even at night, they're praying. Now, that's for the conference. But he's a man of prayer. He's been at my own missions conference twice now. And when he came, he was supposed to be a visitor, but he offered to initiate a intercessory team while my conference is going on. And I was just so amazed because I honestly had not even thought of doing something like that. And here, you know, somebody from the outside came to initiate that, and we felt it. You know, as we were listening to messages, as we moved to give to missions, we just felt that prayer power. And he's a man who believes in that.
Mm. you have your missions conference, your annual missions conference. Mm-hmm. I know that's coming up.
Yes.
You can mention that a little bit about that too. In fact, let's do talk about that. But you are having Doctors Roland and Heidi Baker come to visit and minister at your church this coming weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Why now? Why the Bakers now at Calvary?
Mm.
What has the Lord done to bring it about at this time?
Mm. Okay, well, first of all, both of them are very good friends of Vicky and mine, my wife and me. And we've done we've had a mission trip to Mozambique and saw incredible things that's happened there. They've also spoken for us two times, and this will be the third time. It was always my desire that they would be my missions conference speakers. And our missions conference is always in October, November timeframe. However, that's a wrong time for them, because although they are worldwide speakers, they have committed to the Lord that they would only travel 25% of the year, which is still quite a bit.
Right.
But you know, they're in high demand. They have to turn down invitations and that type of a thing. And this year we really were trying to work it out, but they have to teach two classes in Mozambique during October, November. Just couldn't swing it. So the best date that they can give me is during this Labor Day weekend.
Terry, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the healing ministry that the Lord has given to Roland and Heidi, and how they have been used by God to, I guess you could say, steward that gift, or, you know, surrender that gift unto the Lord, and how He's used them, and what we can look forward to as they come, and the Lord works through these sanctified vessels.
Mm.
Of His grace and His healing power. Testimonies that you've heard of the way that God has moved in places around the world through their ministry.
Mm.
And also things that you have seen the Lord do in your own church and in your own life. I'm here with Pastor Terry Wong. He's a senior pastor of Calvary Assembly of God. He's got Doctors Roland and Heidi Baker coming this week to minister at his church. We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling,
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
You may
guest.
Have heard about people with the gift of healing. God sovereignly, supernaturally selects people and imparts on them a certain grace, a grace gift. And some people have a gift, they don't even use it. Others have a gift, they use it well. And when those people come into our lives or we have an opportunity to interface with them, it's a way of God touching us. And perhaps there's somebody who has a need of some kind. And, you know, some churches, for example, they will hold events, and then but they'll keep it to themselves. Well, I'm here with Pastor Terry Wong, and he's an open-hearted man, I know, very generous and gracious. But he's told me, he said, Danny, you know, when Drs. Roland and Heidi Baker come this weekend, August 31st, which is a Saturday, and September 1st, which is a Sunday, it's open for people to come. And come as you have need and see what the Lord will do. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today, my dear friend, Pastor Terry Wong. Pastor, so Drs. Roland and Heidi Baker are going to be there at your church this weekend. Tell us a little bit more about their healing ministry.
Well, it's powerful. I'll say that. First of all, if people want to get a preview, they can certainly Google them. There's YouTubes of healings, and nothing's fabricated. Everything's legit. But they've been in our church. We've seen incredible healings happening. They have raised people from the dead. They have gone into hospitals and emptied out the hospitals. The joke is, watch out, doctors and nurses, when Heidi Baker comes, because you'll lose your job. There's nothing for you to do once she goes through the hospital. That's kind of the joke. But there's a strong anointing on them because they believe that healing should be part and parcel of a Christian's ministry and life. Mm-hmm. To them, it's nothing strange. It's not abnormal. It's normal because Jesus, it was normal with him.
There's this part where some may wonder. Mm. Sometimes in the sensationalism of healing ministries, it could at times sway to a level of even to the controversy, level of controversy, where it becomes so much of a show, where big stadiums or large gatherings and, you know, mass healings take place. So we see them on television. Mm. And it may occur to someone, for example, why doesn't this famous evangelist, now you touched on it, why doesn't the famous evangelist or evangelist, why don't they go to the local hospital? Mm-hmm. Why does it have to be all hyped up in the way that it is? I'm not discounting the fact that God can move and work and that he's healed people. But just a simple point of reasoning like that, because there are already sick people in the hospital. Right. Now, you mentioned that they go. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what have you seen in that, in a way, distinguishes them in the quality or character of their ministry?
Well, the thing I really appreciate them is, to me, they really do follow Jesus' footsteps. If you remember, he didn't go to every place where there were sick people. In fact, there are even people that were sick that he didn't heal because they didn't come to him. For example, how many times was he at the temple gate, but that man at the gate was not healed until Peter and John came later on? He didn't come. He didn't heal everyone proactively, but everyone who came to him, that's another matter. And because his purpose was not healing per se, it was evangelism. He wanted to save the world. And Heidi and Roland Baker, the same thing with them. Their main purpose is to save lives, not to heal. The healing is part and parcel of that. And in fact, as you know, in my book, Missions Power, one of my chapters, I talk about the purpose of healing. Is if you look at the book of Acts, it was a tool to get people to open their eyes about Jesus, and then they would accept Jesus afterwards. And that's the purpose of it, the main purpose. A lot of the charismatic churches have held healing services, tried to make it sensational. But then if you look at the audience, most of the time it's for their own people. In the book of Acts, it was for the unbelievers. And that's why even this weekend, we've announced it. I said, you know, if you have sick friends who are not safe, bring them. Those are the type of people we want to bring. We don't want to just do healing for the Christians. We want the unbelievers to be here. They get healed, and that's going to open their eyes to the truth and reality of Jesus Christ so that hopefully that would lead to their salvation.
As you're listening today, I want you to spread the word. Get the word out. I know, you know, this program is heard it's a window of time, but that's why we need you to get the word out, because wouldn't you agree that there are hurting people, sick people, and these are the ones that Pastor Terry and the Bakers are wanting to minister to,
mm-hmm.
I would say the family of Calvary Assembly of God wants to make that available. CalvaryHawaii.com.
Yes.
That's where you would go to find out more information. Do people need to register
to
come?
Yes, we ask that they register so that we can just be prepared for the masses, hopefully, that mm-hmm. will be coming.
Is there a cost?
No, it's free. It's been my DNA that all our conferences have always been free. And,
yes.
You know, we do take up love offering. I mean, it does cost a lot to bring the Bakers, and we will have that opportunity.
Sure.
But it's free.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, check out. Go to CalvaryHawaii.com, and you can find out more. I encourage you to register and bring, like Pastor Terry said, an unsaved,
amen,
sick friend, family member, come and see what God will do,
mm-hmm.
and the mighty works of the Lord. Now, Pastor Roland and Heidi, they're based out of Mozambique,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
What has their ministry been like over the years?
Oh, you know, again, because of the anointing that's on them, they have planted so many churches. We're talking about tens of thousands of people being saved under the ministry. Missions teams are sent to Mozambique to learn from them, to assist with their ministry. And even though they've done incredible things, they're also looking for more help as well. You know, and our church is one of the churches that have been supporting them financially. And like I said, we have sent a missions team there too. But they're household names. In fact, Heidi Baker is known even publicly in Mozambique as Mama Heidi.
Mm.
She's just known as kind of like the Mother Teresa, if you will, of Mozambique. And that's, again, when she comes around, you know, there's that person who's so full of the Holy Spirit healing could happen. But you know she's going to talk about Jesus. And Jesus is the good news. And that's how they know about these two individuals. Just powerful ministry. That's why I count it a privilege for them to be able to come here and share some of that anointing, share some of the, and another thing about them is that they're such loving people. I mean, talking about the embodiment of agape love. I remember the first time that she spoke for me. She talked about some of the things she did, but just the love that just emanated from her. I remember I took the mic back afterwards and I said, you know, if that's the minimum, and I was pointing to Heidi, I said, if that's the minimum to get going to heaven, I'm not going. I need to be saved all over again. I just felt like hearing what she did, and to her, it's nothing supernatural. It's nothing sensational. It's not something that's hyper normal. To her, it's normal. It's the new normal, if you will. I just felt like, man, I'm not on that level. To me, for me to show that kind of love for people. I mean, she walked into my church, and I remember she was hugging people that most people didn't even want to talk to. I mean, she just identified these people that were the least of these, and she hugged them. And some of them were physically sick, handicapped. And she would love these people in wheelchairs. You know, most people wouldn't care about that love that came out. And no wonder God has such a powerful anointing on her.
Mm.
Because, you know, we know love is the greatest of these. And
amen.
So because of that comes the faith and the hope that she brings to the world and to the people she ministers to.
Is it possible for more people, more believers, to live life, their lives, with that level of faith commitment dynamic?
I believe that. I know that for my own wife, when she went to Mozambique to take a team, she said she was just totally transformed. Just to be with her for those couple of weeks was just a transformation. And I'm just thinking that people that have been in ministry for some time, I mean, how can it not be changed? It's the same kind of parallel to our relationship with Jesus. The more time you spend with Jesus, the more you become like Jesus. Mm-hmm. And likewise, the more time you spend with people like Heidi Baker, the more you become like that. Not that she's faultless. I mean, she's got her issues too, of course, you know. But that love that comes out, the desire to want to reach out to the least of these and do something about it, to have the power, the anointing to do something about that. I believe that when we see people like that, we can aspire to be more like them. Yes.
We're going to take a quick break, Terry. I mean, it's like where I feel like, you know, if you ever enjoyed riding roller coasters, it's almost like we're being pulled up, and you can hear the metal clanking and the cars are being pulled to that top point where you know that there's an incredible thrill in that drop where it sort of catches you and you want more of it.
Yes.
As the momentum builds. Let's talk more about faith, you know, and how important is faith? What part does faith have to play in the healing process? And then you mentioned about raising the dead, that there are, I don't know if it was on air or off the air, where you talked about over 300 documented cases.
Yes.
Of people being raised from the dead, mm-hmm. Through the ministry of Heidi and Roland Baker. When we come back, Pastor Terry Wong, pastor of Calvary Assembly of God, this coming weekend, Saturday, August 31st, they're at Calvary. Roland and Heidi Baker will be there ministering both Saturday and Sunday. You are invited. You are welcome. There is no charge for this. Of course, a love offering will be taken, but there's no charge. But register online at calvaryhawaii.com and be there. But don't just come by yourself to watch. If you have a sick family member or friend, bring them along. Come prayerful. Come hopeful. Come in faith, believing that God will move in their life. Pray that God will raise their level of faith to see the marvelous things that God can do. And as we're here together, what we're believing God will do. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Pastor Terry Wong.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you may be used to a systematic process. You know, you worship for a few minutes, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And then there's a few announcements, perhaps. And then the pastor comes up and he preaches. And he might preach for a specific period of time, which is the normal way. And then a few closing remarks, a closing prayer, and then you're dismissed. Well, it's a little bit different when Heidi and Roland Baker come into town. And the ministry is a little bit, I guess we could say, free-flowing. But Pastor Terry is here to describe that for us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. And Heidi and Roland Baker, they are the founders of the ministry Iris, which is based out of Mozambique. They have a very powerful, to say the least, healing ministry. They have God has used them to plant literally thousands of churches all around the world. An incredible reach, evangelistic reach. But he uses the healing ministry that he's given to them. And they're going to be at Calvary Assembly of God on Saturday and Sunday, August 31st and September 1st. And you are invited and you will be welcome to join. But register at calvaryhawaii.com. The thing is, it's going to be packed. And how does that work when... whether it's standing room only or maybe in this case sitting room, standing room, whatever. How does that work, Pastor Terry?
Well, you know, theologically, you look at Jesus' ministry. Nothing was set. Things just moved as the Spirit moved Jesus. And, you know, so many times he would be ministering, he's just packed too. There's no chairs. People are just sitting around. That was what happened 2,000 years ago with the Bakers. I remember the first time I had them speak. I had everything set up like the Western church would, as you just mentioned, you know, the time for everything, the worship, a designated time. You can't go over by 1 minute or less. It's got to be set, offering time and announcement time and all that. And when they came, I mean, the first time I passed the microphone over to Heidi after I had announced her, and she said, you know, the worship's not long enough. God's presence is not strong enough. And so we ended up calling the worship team back up, and we worshiped for another 20 minutes. And then at that point, she said, okay, the Spirit is strong now. And as she was ministering in the Word, she would be ministering in other ways as well. It's not like there's a set time for her preaching, and then after 35, 40 minutes, then she would make an altar call, and then, okay, now God's going to move in terms of any healing, you know? No, it was not like that. It was part and parcel of the whole ministry of theirs. As she was preaching, she'd be touching people and healing people. As she's preaching, there'd be prophetic words that would come out separate from the prophetic that would go through preaching. I mean, it's just, it is totally different. You know, the Western mind will be blown away just seeing this. But when you see this, you flip back on the gospel, that's what Jesus was like. he was always shocking people. He didn't do things the same way all the time, and even his disciples were all confused all the time.
And it wasn't shock for shock value.
No,
you know.
No,
so I, no. You know, to not in that way, but it no. was just so different.
Yeah, it was so different.
Different than the normal, I guess, cultural context.
Yeah, because in the West here, we try to put God in a box. Because everything has to be categorized. You know, here in America, we got to sure. be able to put a label on everything. But God can't be put in a box. And that's one thing I admire about their ministry, is that they really are free-flowing. They move as the Spirit moves. It's not crazy. You know, there is still order. Things are done decently and in order with their ministry as well. But it's outside our own box. And when the healing flows, I mean, you just got to let God do it and heal bodies. When there's a prophetic word, you got to let the prophetic come out because people need to be edified and exhorted and comforted. That type of thing. And that's their ministry is you know, even in terms of setting up chairs, we've been told not to set up the chairs. It's going to be packed and they'll be sitting on the floor because if people start falling all over the place, you don't want to move the chairs out of the way so that they don't hit their head on the back of the chair. There's no chair there. It's just the floor, you know? And
there'll probably be people very close by.
Sure.
To help, just
absolutely.
In case.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We have catchers in our church and all that, you know? But we're just, you can't put God in a box. And we just want God to move the way He wants to move. And that's what this weekend's all about. It's different. It's not your typical West service, but it's very normal for them because that's the way they conduct it in Mozambique.
What about somebody who says, you know, I'm from a church tradition, Danny, that we don't do that. Mm. And, you know, it's questionable whether or not we even believe that God moves like that today. But they have a need. Mm. They're still, they have a need. And they're at a place where they're willing to try to see what God will do. Would they be invited? Would
absolutely.
They be welcome?
Oh, totally. You know, we all have our own ways of thinking of how God should do things. I know we have our own theologies and that type of thing, but this is a free conference. Come out and see. If it's not what you thought it was, you know, I mean, you didn't lose anything, but you come in. And maybe God might show himself to you. Maybe there might be a revelation. Maybe there might even be a changing of theology. One of my professors, Peter Wagner, I remember he was writing a paper on the fallacy of tongues until he got filled with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And now he's moving mightily in gifts of healing and that type of thing.
Yeah. So describe what it will be like, okay? Yeah. So, I mean, I see the times here, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Yes.
So it's a two-hour program, service.
Right.
And then that evening from 6 to 9,
yes.
3-hour window, what will it be like when people come? What could someone expect?
Well, I would say come with hope and faith that you're not just here to spectate. I'm hoping that the person would come with an unbeliever. To me, the whole focus of their ministry is to reach out to the unbelievers, just as with Calvary Assembly. That's always our focus. We don't practice spiritual gifts so that the church body gets healed only. I mean, it's a blessing, but it has to go beyond that because, again, the model that's shown in Book of Acts is that healing was to lead to salvation, to evangelism opportunities, and likewise. So I would say don't just come to spectate. Bring an unbeliever who's sick. That would be the best. And who knows what God will do. If God heals that person, that will move that person closer to faith than you could just by speaking to them.
What kind of healings have you seen?
Oh, I've seen the blind open, the deaf hearing. I've seen legs grow out. I've seen cancer healed. That was verified a few days later. Of course, you know, you got the simple ones, the sore throats and the pains and all that go away. I've seen withered hands with arthritis open up right before my eyes, that type of healing. Just whatever God wants to do. Now, I've got friends who have actually seen new teeth grow in jaws. Now, I have not personally seen that one. My own wife, she was, when she took the team to Mozambique, was greeted by this person in a white outfit. And he said, welcome to Mozambique. May I pray for you? And she said, oh, well, why would you pray for me? I don't know you. You don't know me. He says, oh, I have to tell you the story. a short time ago, persecutors broke into the camp and they had machetes, and they were cutting up people, and they started slicing me up. And then the fateful blow where they sliced my throat and I fell dead. And shortly after that, Heidi Baker came. And she came up to me specifically and prayed for me for hours. I mean, not minutes. You know, the typical American Christian, maybe a 10-second prayer. But she prayed for hours. And then I woke up. I was dead. And I was resurrected from the dead. They took off my clothes, which was drenched with my blood. And when they took off my clothes, there were no scars. They were all healed, including the one that cut my throat. And because somebody like Heidi Baker would pray for me with so much faith, with unceasing prayer, I'm alive today. And so I feel that my ministry now, in turn, is to pray for others. Because somebody prayed for me and I'm alive today, I want to pray for others. And so my wife, I remember she contacted me from Mozambique and says, "I shook hands with a dead man." Huh. That's what she said to me. Yeah, that was pretty incredible.
I was dead and now I'm alive.
Amen.
Well, as you're hearing this testimony today, one of many that Pastor Terry Wong can share, you may be stirred in your heart because of a need that you might have. Perhaps science is not enough. The technology that we have access to, which is a lot compared to 10, 20, 30, 50 years ago. But it's just inadequate when compared to where you are today. You know, your life, or the life of a friend or a family member, can change dramatically when you come into contact with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord has been doing that all through the centuries. And He continues to move mightily. And it's through moments like these, opportunities like these, where people will respond out of need, even out of desperation, to come with an open heart and a willingness to trust Him. Perhaps this is a moment for you, or a father, or a mother, or an auntie, an uncle, or a cousin, to go and see what the Lord would do through the ministry of Heidi and Roland Baker, who will be ministering at Calvary Assembly of God this coming Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And then again on Saturday at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the evening. And Sunday from 9 to 10:15 in the morning. And then again 10:30 to 12:30 also in the morning. Find out more at calvaryhawaii.com. When we come back, more with Pastor Terry Wong. Gosh, he's talking about seeing legs grow out. He's talks about cancer being healed. I mean, these are serious things. Oh, deathly serious. But in Christ, one who is dead can be made alive. Of course, he mentioned that physically. There are spiritual miracles that take place as well. And that's the whole heart of why this opportunity is being given. CalvaryHawaii.com. Go there, visit, register, and go to Calvary Assembly of God and see what the Lord will do this weekend. Okay, stay with us. We'll be right back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmi of Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
What would you do? What would you do if you saw somebody with leprosy? I've seen people with leprosy. I've seen people even in Hawaii with the effects of leprosy. But what would you do if you saw someone with leprosy with oozing sores? Parts of their limbs have fallen off. Their face is disfigured, and you can see that they are in the middle of that. What would you do? Would you be repelled from them? Honestly, just reflect within your own self. Or would you be drawn to hug him? Not to touch him with your pinky, but to hug him, to embrace him, knowing that you yourself could contract that very same disease? Well, the Lord has used Heidi Baker in such a way. And we're talking about her and her husband, Roland. I'm here with Pastor Terry Wong. Heidi is one who will go and hug him.
Mm-hmm.
She'll hug him and it's not just because the cameras are rolling, and it's a great photo shoot, and there are certain precautions that have been taken. No. It's raw, it's open, and it's a warm embrace with the love of Christ. We're here talking about hope that can be found in Jesus. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm glad you're with us today because of what we're talking about and the opportunity given to be ministered to and to receive hope this coming weekend at Calvary Assembly of God on Saturday and Sunday there. Pastor Terry, leprosy.
Hmm.
You mentioned about Heidi or lice. Someone with lice, we say ukus in Hawaii. Would you hug him? Well, you said Heidi. She's very open about those things and just embraces people with the love of Christ.
Yes. A lot has been said about their healing ministry and their raising the dead, their resurrection ministry. But I'll say the thing that stands out about Heidi, which I'm still aspiring to be more like, is that love.
And it's the love of Christ that is flowing to
totally.
Her, right?
There's so much love in her. And I've seen her, women or women, men with lice in their hair. And if I see that, I'm staying away. Okay, I'm being really honest. She goes up and she hugs them and the lice would jump from their head to her head. And she doesn't care. She'll hug a leper. And does she contract it? Sometimes. But after she's shown the love and all that, she'll pray for healing. That person will be healed. And she may even suffer for some time with leprosy or whatever disease that person has. But then eventually God heals her too. But But it's not the healing part I want to focus on. It's the love part.
Mm.
That, and Jesus was like that. He didn't care if it was a prostitute. He didn't care if it was a tax collector that stole money. I mean, he'll go to anybody, whereas the Pharisees would not. You know, and sometimes we've got that Pharisaic part in us.
Oh, man.
You know, and I think I'm speaking truth right now. Yeah, and yeah, I have sure. it, too. Yeah, I have it, too.
Myself included.
Yeah.
I think the world is just desperately yearning, crying out for love in that way.
Yes.
Even in the body of Christ, it reminds us of how far we have to go in Christ likeness.
Yeah.
When we see, or know, or see someone who loves like that, and it's we want to love that way, but then we realize, wow, there's quite a gap here. We need the grace of the Lord. But when someone does live like that,
yeah,
I mean, you're talking, she'll contract diseases. Because she's exposed herself to people.
Right.
And with almost like no reservation.
No, there isn't.
Just to love people with the love of Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even her husband, I mean, says, my wife is crazy. She'll do things that I wouldn't even think of doing. But that's the love of Christ. And that's why I made the comment the first time she spoke for me. After she spoke, I took the mic back and I said, I don't think I'm going to heaven.
Because of the gap.
Yeah,
right?
the gap.
How have you seen people respond when, of course, we know if someone gets healed of a disease or some kind of a infirmity, it's a moment of celebration, relief, and hope. But let's get back to the love. Mm. I mean, what's the mood? What's the feel of when someone receives a loving embrace?
Yeah. Well, you know, whether people want to admit it or not, everyone wants love, wants to be loved. And a lot of people, they're raised in an unloving family and setting. And but when they see something like that, see, from love, I believe, comes hope that maybe there is a God, because that's the source of this agape, incredible, unconditional love that's emanating from this lady and hopefully from others that are around us. But maybe there's a listener right now that hasn't felt that love and consequently doesn't have much hope in God. They may be sick. They may be going through some travail of some kind for so long, and there's no answer to prayer. And they need to see something like this in order to restore the hope, because we need that hope. I mean, 1 Corinthians 13 tells us that faith, hope, and love, those three things, those aspects. But there's listeners that have lost some of that, if not all three. And this weekend, I'm hoping that they'll see the love in the lady, that they'll have faith to believe for miracles from God, and that they'll have hope that there is a future, that God's hand is still on their lives.
You talked about somebody that might have been afflicted for a long time, maybe even given up, because they've been praying for years.
Yes.
The woman with the issue of blood, for example.
Mm.
So a believer could come too, right?
Oh, sure. I'm not saying that we only want unbelievers. I mean, it's for everybody. But, you know, I don't want it to just be a bunch of believers.
Yes,
you know, we got to use for evangelistic purposes as well, too. Yes.
Pastor Terry, we have just a few moments left. Would you lead in a prayer?
Yes.
For someone right now who needs hope.
Yes. Yes. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to pray, Lord. And you know who's listening to this program right now. And Lord, there's some people out there that have lost hope, Lord, a lot of hope, because, Lord, the prayers have not been answered, Lord. They have not seen miracles. They have not even sensed your presence, oh God, for whatever reason. Lord, I am praying that you would restore the hope, oh God. That, Lord, if there's an opportunity for them to come this weekend, Lord, that will be the roadway where they're going to receive the hope. But if they cannot come out this weekend, oh God, Lord, I just pray that in the days ahead, oh God, that, Lord, they will see your hand. Because, Lord, you made a promise in the Bible. You said, draw nigh unto you, and you will draw nigh unto us. And, Lord, I want to claim that scripture for the listeners right now, Lord, those that need to hear and sense your presence, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you would restore that relationship once again, oh God. Bring hope, oh God. We need hope in you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for each person listening now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Pastor Terry, give us some more of that information as to when it's going to happen, the events, and how people can get connected.
Yes, it's held at Calvary Assembly of God. Our address is 961 Eel Lane. That's in the Liliha Palama area. You can go onto our website, calvaryhawaii.com. We have maps and directions, but the actual services are Signs and Wonders Weekend. We'll start on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and then at night is our second session, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday morning, we have two services, 9 a.m. to 10:15, and then the final service will be 10:30 to 12:30 on Sunday morning.
Someone might be a little familiar with the area, and they say, well, that's going to be a little bit congested. What about parking?
Oh, yeah. We've got different areas around the church for parking. We've got signs all over, and we also have shuttle service.
Okay,
as well.
So there is a shuttle service available. Mm-hmm. Well, my dear friend, I invite you, along with Pastor Terry, to join them and then be a part of this. This is an outreach, and it's an opportunity for you to experience the touch from the Lord through the ministry of Heidi and Roland Baker, who will be there at Calvary Assembly of God this coming weekend. Check it out. Go to calvaryhawaii.com. Come prayerful, come hopeful, and be praying, and bring that friend, family member who needs the touch of the Lord as well. I'm believing with you that the Lord is going to move powerfully this coming weekend. Pastor Terry, thank you so much for coming along, sharing your dynamic life and ministry with us today.
Always a pleasure, Danny.
And please remember to say hello and give Jamie and my aloha to Vicky.
Yes, I will.
It's always a blessing to be with you, our dear friend, and I hope that you've been encouraged by the ministry of Pastor Terry Wong and Calvary Assembly of God. Find out more at calvaryhawaii.com. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And this is the perfect moment for you, if you haven't done so yet, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Find out more information there. Here's a scripture for today, Matthew 5, verse 3. Jesus said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Pastor Terry Wong. Find out more, calvaryhawaii.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.